Show on 97.9 WRMF.
You like cereal?
Do I like cereal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
He loves it.
Oh my gosh. In fact, I was so disappointed because I'm on the road to becoming fat again. I went and got a wide road. I went and got a new cereal and I was so excited to try it and I was highly disappointed in it.
Oh no. What was it?
It was a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but they put like this like apple cinnamon in it. Like, so, like an apple in it. It tasted gross. It didn't taste. It should have tasted better than what it did.
Crapple?
It was crapple. I'm like very disappointed. I ate the whole box, but still very disappointed.
I hated it.
Every bite, right?
Family size, oh, killed it.
My family's always, they'll complain about eating something. Meanwhile, there's nothing left on the plate. This is terrible.
That could be a problem.
Kind of interesting stuff. They've broken it down about how people feel about their cereal. Now, are you a person who will go on ahead and put the cereal in the bowl first, and then you go with the cereal second?
Yeah, put cereal in first,
yeah, cereal,
then milk.
And then you put in the milk.
I get a real wet.
Oh, you do, huh?
Oh, yeah. I like my cereal soggy.
What do you do, Virginia? Are you a big cereal person?
I'm not, but everybody in my family is. Panda loves cereal, and Rocco loves cereal. Mags loves it. We always do cereal first and then pour the milk over it so you can, yeah, saturate the top of the... We do the peanut butter panda puffs.
Oh, really? Okay.
Panda family.
I'll tell you what, I love Captain Crunch, but
it's the same thing.
It rips my roof of my mouth. It borderline cuts it.
You got to get those a little soggy. Otherwise, yeah, you will razor blade your roof.
Yeah, 89% of people say they will pour the cereal first. That makes the most amount of sense, right? Got to get in there. Because I think I did that one time. I had the milk in the bowl. No, I know what it was. I was going for my second bowl, and you still had the milk in there. And it pushes it out through the top. And it's like you just can't get a full bowl that way.
I can eat an entire family box of food or of cereal. I'm sorry. I'm getting so excited about this.
Nobody's doubting you.
The family style for Fruity Pebbles, it goes down so nice and easy. But that is expensive, man. The family style cereal, $6.49.
They've doubled the prices of cereal. You can't tell me that the production cost has doubled.
Cereal's always been ridiculous with the markups.
That's why I always look for the 2-for-1 deals and go BOGO. And I don't care what cereal it is. That's what y'all are eating in my house because that cereal's too expensive.
There's some weak-ass cereals out there that get a lot of love. People always talk about Kix. Kix, kid-tested, mother-approved. Oh, hell no. Nobody likes Kix.
No kids tested that.
No.
I like Kix.
Get out.
Well, they said kid-tested, but they didn't say what the actual results of that kid test was. Kids tested it, and they said it sucks. And mom's like, cool, I love it. That's really the truth in that advertising.
The only way to make Kix good is if you put a ton of sugar on it.
Well, that's the appeal of Kix. It doesn't have a ton of sugar.
Well, then nobody likes Kix, just like nobody likes kale. Go ahead, email Kevin saying you like kale.
I had kale last night.
You are lying to yourself.
I had chicken and kale.
You're lying to yourself. You don't like it.
I did.
Do you drink the leftover milk?
Come on, Kevin. You just meet me.
Okay.
Yes.
I make a white Russian with it.
CTC's got the best after milk.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
The Ridge? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not Crapple.
19% of people never drink the leftover milk. It's almost 1 in 5.
Interesting.
But that's still a high amount to do.
I don't like to waste, so I would drink it.
Okay, you would. All right. Do you ever combine two different types of cereal?
Yes. You act like I'm 6 years old over here. Yes, I've done that. I've had it 3, bro. Okay.
Stop insulting him, Kevin.
So what are the really good cereal combinations? If you had to say 2, the best cereals to put together are what?
You only get 2.
I only get 2, only not get 3? Because I can do it. I can trifecta.
I'll give you 2 first.
Okay, well, Captain Crunch. Yep. And you can do Captain Crunch Berry and Fruity Pebbles. Oh, the combination of the soft and soggy with the hard and sharp.
Okay.
Oh.
Now we're talking. Okay, I'll give you your put in a third. You want a 3 cereal combo.
A third, I would put in, not overwhelm it, I would put in a Frosted Kellogg, the one with the real frosted on there. So now you've got a
Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flake. You got an extra layer of sugar and frosting in there.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, this is... Denny's, we're making it Cereal Thursday!
Okay, yeah. What are the best two cereals to put together? That's kind of what my question is. You got a better mix than Jaybird, or is Jaybird just the best?
Great topic, Kevin.
Thank you.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
We have right here a 36-ounce bottle.
With a tiny mouth.
That was the biggest mouth. I don't know what they're doing with paint. This one's bigger mouth, but it's like 9,000 gallons of.
That's going to be thicker too, because that's more expensive. That's more close to real maple syrup. This stuff that you you almost spilled syrup.
Just dropped it on
all
laptop.
Over your computer.
Yeah.
This one's going to be easier to go down because it's all like fructose corn syrup.
The good stuff.
It's not real syrup.
Okay.
Let's not get into that debate.
But, I mean, that's part of it. Hey, I mean, it still went under the category of syrup. So, there you go.
Should I take Virginia's New Orleans cup, pour it in that baby? Would that work? Oh, I'm sorry. Am I putting you out? I know. We won't be able to get any more water.
Yeah, she's got her cup. It's filled with water.
It's got
nice
my
and ice
from home.
Yeah.
I can't use radio station ice.
No,
it's all
can't.
Ready to go.
You can't. The ice is yellow.
All right, maybe I'll just do it this way then.
No, Denny's, get him a cup out the kitchen.
I don't know. We have anything.
We need a cup.
Kevin's right. I don't think we have anything.
Yeah, all we got is just the styrofoam cups. He's going to have
to do
it.
You know what would
got.
Work? Kevin's cup.
That ain't happening.
Oh.
I don't know how many texts last night. That's actually
Kevin,
stuff I need. That's my energy.
How many texts? I literally went to 9 different stores. I'm like, I turned
no,
into
I know, but I'm like, oh, yeah, we could have used a cup, anything. Like 32-ounce cup would have worked.
All we need is just a cup.
I think I'll do it fine then.
Okay. All right. We're just going to go with what we got here.
All right.
We're just trying to see where we stand on this.
Feels real good going into this.
Denny's, we need a cup.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, we got the intern running back to grab it. See if there's any cups. We can also
she'll get
poke
it here right as soon as we finish.
Mm-hmm. We can poke a hole in the bottom. Maybe it'll help it flow quicker.
Oh,
and then shotgun the syrup's gonna leak out
shotgun.
All over the counter. Yeah,
shotgun the
I'm
syrup.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
My pancake sauce team. I don't know if they're so strong.
No. All right. Let's just see what you get here and. Put a clock on this and see how far you can go and how much you can take down.
I love how Virginia's not going to give me her cup. I'll just pour it in real quick. It takes 2 seconds. 2 seconds. It takes 2 seconds to pour it in Kevin's cup. 2 seconds. All right.
Okay. I'm going to give you a limit of 30 seconds on this because after 30 seconds, I mean, you're way off of all the marks. So let's see how much you can do in 30 seconds.
If I get under 30 seconds, do I get the respect of the room?
Oh, my gosh. You knocked that whole bottle down in less than 30 seconds. You're not far off the old world record.
If you can't drink that in 30 seconds, that's weak.
Whoa, look out.
Yeah, cups,
whoa,
cups.
Go, cups.
We
cups.
Got cups.
Virginia just called you out.
Dang. Here you go. This is how you do it right.
Dang,
cups.
Dang, dang.
Thank you.
Okay.
This right. Now you have a chance.
All right. Okay, L.A. Beast, here we go.
Come on, F.L. Beast.
Okay, so that cup is, what would you say the ounces on? Is that 24 ounce?
That looks like a 24 or 16.
Yeah,
I'd say it's a 20 or 24.
Yeah. Okay, so in total, how much is that bottle of syrup that you got there?
36.
36 ounces.
So he doesn't have to kill both of them. He can leave 2 ounces or 3 ounces.
Yeah, so that definitely is a 24-ounce cup. Okay, you got one filled, the other one halfway, obviously, if you know math. All right, Jaybird, let's see where he is. The world record just set was 32 ounces, 10 seconds. All right.
Hold on, I almost got cotton mouth.
Okay,
you
get yourself
leave,
ready here.
You can leave 4 ounces. You can do this. You don't even have to kill that second cup.
Okay. All this right. is on KVJ TV if you want to watch right now. KVJShow.com, YouTube, or the WRMF app.
Wait, should we move his computer?
Yeah.
It's right over it.
Yeah, emotion gets caught up. You know, you get caught
we
up.
Got a bucket there, too, so when it starts coming up and you spew.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, good. All right.
Oh, your puke can.
I think I poured too high on this. All right, I got to get a good
okay.
torque.
All right. You ready for this?
What?
On your mark, get set, and go.
F.L. Beast. F.L. Beast.
Jaybird is
Beast.
Chugging it down.
F.L.
Chugging
Beast.
It down.
Go.
Oh, dripping out the sides of his mouth.
Open up your pie hole.
He
go.
Is at
go.
10
go.
Seconds right now. He's going for the second round.
Go.
Jaybird is
God.
At 14 seconds. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Dude, that was 14 seconds.
That was pretty awesome.
You
that
are
was,
the FL Beast.
That was unbelievably awesome.
I don't feel good.
You shouldn't. You should.
You did it.
Whoa, you knocked down 36 ounces.
Oh, my gosh.
With a little training, you might be able to beat the L.A. Beast.
Wow.
Kevin.
Dude, that was amazing.
Am I allowed to throw up on the air right now?
Yeah, you can throw up. What? Yeah, go ahead and throw up. Yeah, you got syrup all down the front of you. I don't know how that counts against you because he didn't
get it.
Don't throw up.
Slap me, Danny. Slap him. Slap me harder. Harder.
What does that do?
It makes me not throw up.
Really? Okay.
Focus on the slaps.
It's a weird thing. So if somebody's got the flu right now and they feel like they're going to vomit, somebody needs to walk into the room and slap them?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting strategy. Yeah, I got to tell you, you might want to practice that a little bit. Call up Guinness. I think you got to run at it. That's not bad. I don't know how many times you have to drink syrup, but I mean, not bad.
I really can't talk.
Okay. Impressive stuff. No questions.
Today. Yeah. No autographs. No pictures.
He doesn't do a post game interview.
Leave him alone, please.
Okay. All right. Very impressive stuff. If you want to go back and watch Jaber to see how he did it, 36 ounces of syrup he knocked down in 14 seconds.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
I got to say.
That's a best.
We're proud of our boy.
That is a best.
Proud of our boy.
The KV Tay Show on 97.9 WRMS.
Okay, got to get three here to win. This is pretty tough. You almost have to have a perfect score here, which is not easy if you're playing Denny's or Animal. We have Samantha on here from Jupiter. Hello, Samantha.
Hi.
Okay, we've got a clip here of an animal, and you've got to tell us, is this animal being played by the actual animal itself or by our producer, Denny's? Okay?
Okay, got it.
All right. What do you think about this? These are bees. These are bees right here. Is this Denny's or the animal?
Denny's.
Let it play out.
Yeah, let it play out.
Okay.
Just want to make sure.
I feel like you kind of really jumped the gun on that one, Samantha. You're really in there quick. You're right, actually. I believe that's you, right, Denny's?
That is, but that was tricky because it has you can hear the field. That was a tough one.
Yeah, nature sound in the background. Yeah. Pretty good little bee, but it sounds like it's just one.
It does. You need a suit should have got out on that action. Oh, yeah. Hey, if you need an extra bee, let me know too, dog.
All right, we got a cheetah here for you.
Oh.
Cheetah is our next animal here. What do you think? Is this Denny's or animal?
That's an animal.
Okay. Is that an animal there, Denny's?
That is an animal.
Oh, that is. Wow.
Okay. I really want to hear a Denny's cheetah.
I'm not going to lie.
Okay, let's see here. We're going to go aquatic, I believe, with this one.
It's tough.
This is Denny's or animal. This is dolphins. I believe plural.
By the way, Virginia does an amazing dolphin.
She does. Yeah, so we're going to see how it compares to Denny's. If it is Denny's, or is this the real animal itself? What do you think here, Samantha?
Ooh, I'm going to have to do that again.
That's got to be Denny's.
You think?
Are you sure?
Hey, play it one more time.
He sounds like someone's dying.
You know what sucks, too? He had to take the ocean background and put that behind that audio. And it's a process. It's a good like a good 8-minute process that he had to do for that clip, which is so process, obviously.
Yeah. It is a process. But, yes, amazingly enough, you got three in a row. And that's all you got to do to win here. It's the easiest game ever. Awesome. Danny's your animal. There you go. You're going to take a little ride on Brightline, soon-to-be Virgin Trains. Okay, Samantha?
Awesome, thank you.
You are very welcome.
That is good, clean fun right there.
Yeah, that's all. Well, you know what? It's Shark Week. We're going to learn about animals, so I figured it's very fit. Again, the very educational KVJ show delivers.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Well, a lot of us this weekend went and had some delicious fondue. No, Jaybird is about the only one who has not gone. Danny's went, had a lovely time. Did you take Jen? You guys had a great date night, I assume?
Yeah, we did a date night. It was really nice for dates there.
Okay.
Fantastic spot.
I thought the same thing. Yeah, had a lovely time at a Virginia went for Rocco's birthday.
Yeah, you guys getting the action? Oh, sorry. I was not
gonna... My action was the dessert. Yeah, I did get action. That was pretty exciting for me.
Did you fondue it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the fun thing about it, I really...
Oh, something smells so bad in here. Oh, no. Fine, don't. I already hate this bit. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Kevin, but my natural reaction came out.
Well, the thing that's really kind of tricky with it, there was a couple things. Like, for instance, we'd had, like, some seafood stuff, especially when you have that and you put it in there and it comes out. Like, okay, what was that? But you put the chocolate sauce on it. Sometimes you're just like, I don't know. What did I do again? What did I do?
It's a coating. It covers it. Yeah. And then it becomes deceptive because you're like, wow, it's got to be great. It's covered in chocolate, right?
I don't know, dog. I'm smelling some real horrific raw onion. I'm just saying. I can smell it so bad.
Okay. Well, the name of the game, Fondant here. Virginia is got some delicious chocolatey items over there that she's going to be dipping. And what we got to do is try to guess what it is that she has dipped in the delicious chocolate. You know, I actually saw something about chocolate, and you know there's a right way to eat chocolate, and there's a wrong way to do it. The experts say that to get the maximum flavor out of chocolate, you should suck it, not chew it.
Okay, let's do it.
Chocolate,
I
just suck it.
I agree with that. Yeah. When you suck it, and it starts to melt,
yeah.
I think it tastes better.
You haven't lived until you sucked on a Twix.
Yeah. Well, they kind of say that, yeah, you should suck it, not chew it, eat it in small pieces, not a big chunk.
Yes.
And they say then smell it before popping it in your mouth, and then don't wash it down with milk, because that kind of like just washes the flavoring right away. So if you want to properly eat chocolate to savor every last little bit, that's how you do it.
Oh, you're making my mouth water.
Right?
Sometimes take it out of that package. Don't eat it right away. Just look at it. Maybe kind of put it on your face, kind of have a little... full time with the chocolate before you eat it.
Yeah, experts didn't say that, but you know.
Build that chocolate anticipation.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, we'll start off here. Virginia's going to hook me up. And what I'm going to do here, throw on the blindfold and then try to guess what is the food item that she has dipped in chocolate.
Let me guess. Virginia's not playing this game. Huh, odd.
Yeah, it's
weird.
It's just easier this way.
It just, yeah. Mentally?
It's just easier this way.
I do get that statement.
Yeah. Okay, typically what we do here is if you can get the item correct, then you're done. If you don't, then there's a chance you're at least going to have another round.
All right, okay. Kev, put the blindfold on.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the creepy eyes on it. What is creepy, the blindfold or my real eye?
I don't know.
It's close.
Okay.
All right, ready? Open wide. It's gooey.
I smell
real gooey.
Yeah, let me get the trash can just in case.
Explore that flavor, big man.
All I taste is chocolate.
All you taste is chocolate?
Keep going.
Yeah.
I went from so happy to so sad. It's salty. Really salty. But, you know, it's hard because you got to get the chocolate out of the way.
Right,
first.
And the chocolate is so delicious and kind of tries to overpower it.
Oh, I don't want to play this.
It gets worse every second you go on.
It does.
It goes from really delicious to now I'm into... salty, very salty. The texture, it's like some kind of meat. It's like a salty...
poor Denny's is over there holding his chest.
Poor Jaybird. I have a great vision of Kevin's mouth opening with his eyes like that. It's kind of turning my stomach.
Okay, it's a fish.
It is a fish.
It is a fish.
For the record, Kevin did not swallow the fish.
No.
He's spitting it out.
No. Thank you.
He's mad.
So what do we win? What are the rules of this dumb game?
You got a point.
What I did.
It's chocolate-covered fish.
Oh, yeah, you win.
That's an anchovy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. I tell you, though, honestly, I'm fine. I'm not going to throw up. It's not good, but yeah, the chocolate-covered anchovies, yeah, it's something they're not going to serve in the melting pot.
No, but...
but I do have to tell you, Jay Bird, I know you're making a face over there. The chocolate is delicious. The chocolate is fantastic.
I spare no expense, only the best for you guys.
It is really good, but yeah, it's just like I said, it really degrades as you get the chocolate away and you get to what's inside of it. That's tough. Okay, Denny's will go next here. All right, playing Fondant. Okay. It's like fondue, but you really shouldn't put these items in chocolate. Okay, I got chocolate-covered fish, Virginia's taking an item here. She's going to be dipping it in hot, melted, delicious chocolate.
It's all awful stuff, obviously. Nothing good, nothing fun.
I don't know. I told Virginia, I said, just, you know, come up with mysterious items. So it's, I don't know. They could be good. I mean, Denny's might get a marshmallow.
You know that's not going to be the case.
You never know.
Oh, I mean.
Okay, all right.
First of all, let me just say I love you, Denny's, and I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Okay, Denny's, open up. Here's your fondant. Okay, it's a big chocolate glob. Getting it in there. Okay, work that around your palate a little bit. How's that chocolate? It's good, right?
Chocolate's good.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
There's something really hard in the middle of this.
Okay, all right, it's hard. That's a fun game when you play along with Denny's. What do you think it is he's got there? Okay. Really hard in the middle. He's kind of working it through. Oh, that's when it hits you. Yeah, it's chocolatey goodness until just, oh.
I think the key is to chew.
Oh, boy. Denny's is reaching for a trash can.
Denny's, go to the trash can. Go. Oh, what was that?
Denny's, can you guess?
Okay,
that had to be an entire clove of garlic.
It was.
Oh, Denny's.
Oh, no.
That's tough, huh? Yeah, okay, Denny's is out of here.
Oh, he's limping.
Well, good news is he got his point and he got out.
He's got a weaker stomach than a cat. Yeah, oh, he really does.
I think he just went in the studio and collapsed on the ground.
He doesn't do good at these challenges. In fact, he hates these things.
He went in his studio and just fell face first.
Denny's fell out. Denny's looked like your friend in your neighborhood.
So
in the
here's another debate. Do you call 911 for Denny Shaver?
Oh, he's told me never to call 911 ever.
Okay.
I mean, ever.
Never. There's not going to be a scenario.
Because if I die, I die. Yeah. Quote from Mr. Davis.
It's my time then.
It's my time.
I've accepted it.
No calling
of
the police.
It's just my time.
I've accepted it.
Okay, Denny's and I are out of the game. Will Jay Bird get out of the game in one fail swoop? Mm. All right, it's fondant chocolate covered treats. I had. Chocolate-covered anchovy. Denny's got a chocolate-covered clove of garlic. And Jaybird is up now. Put on that blindfold, and Virginia's going to hook you up. Again, yeah, you can't ever tell what anything is. I've looked at all these. I didn't know that was garlic looking at it.
All right, just can we get this over with?
Okay. I have no idea what that is, Jaybird.
Open wide, sweet pea.
Oh, why do we give her so much power? It's so annoying.
This is easier this
Five
way.
Five dirts in a show is not enough power.
Okay, here we go. Open up. All right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
All right away. You didn't get any chocolatey goodness?
No.
Did he get good chocolate, Virginia?
He did.
Okay. I love the chocolate. That chocolate was very good.
I should swallow.
Okay. You don't have to swallow.
No, I'm just swallow.
You don't have to.
No, I'm going to.
That's not part of the game. You're just trying to identify what it was.
What is it?
Yeah. In fact, you got to work on that palate a little bit. Okay, what do you think it is?
I think it's cat food. I think it's cat food.
It's not cat food.
Damn it. Oh.
You're still in it. That's the good
still
news.
In it.
Yeah. You're still in it.
What is it?
That was a smoked oyster.
Oh, okay. You got more stuff, Virginia?
Oh, I got so much
more. That's good. He gets to keep playing.
Yay! Oh, we get to play. We get to play.
Fondant. Fondant. Fondant.
Denny, stop chanting. Denny, stop chanting.
Well, this is great.
Summer of Rig. Kevin and Virginia is out. There. Thank you. Sweet Mijo's out. Just give me my damn chocolate.
All right. Here it comes.
Keep the treats a-coming, Virginia. Keep the treats a-coming. Okay. Not able to get that one. You get out of the game when you get it correct.
I hate oysters.
I said, I mean, chocolate-covered oyster?
Can you smug over that? Oysters are great. I'm allergic to the oysters,
I
think.
Put on your blindfold.
Oh, gosh, I hate it. Summer of Rig, man.
Okay, here we go.
Time to feed the baby. Open up, baby.
Oh, chocolatey
treat. Here comes the airplane.
Oh, that's a big old glob, whatever that is.
Oh, she's a big girl. Oh, my God. And then the eyeball. Oh, this is an eyeball! No!
Okay,
it looked like an eyeball.
Work it around your palate there. Work it around your palate. You want to be able to get that right. Okay. Okay. There you go. That's it. Okay. Okay, you worked the chocolate off of it. It's a chocolate-covered treat.
I don't know what it is.
What is the tree inside?
I don't know, man. I think it's an eyeball of some sort. I think it's like a
It's not an eyeball.
What is it?
It's a pickled egg.
Oh, my gosh.
A pickled egg. Okay, Virginia, all right, let's do one more
keep
here.
Keep going.
Yeah. Okay, T-Birdie's stuck in the world of fondant here. It's just, it's the game that keeps on giving. Yeah, you got some, you got chocolate-covered lips and beard.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, can we hurry this
up? Are you enjoying the chocolate at least?
No, I hate everything about this.
Yeah, I hate everything about it. Okay, here we go.
Good luck. I hope you do better this time.
Okay, here we go. Jaybird's third attempt at fondant.
I blame you on this. You've created this monster that is Vicious V.
Oh, she made herself. I just let it out of its cage. All right, here we go. All right, next item here. Fondant. What is this chocolate-covered treat Jaybird has?
Please be a strawberry. The first time I've ever wished for fruit.
Okay.
All right, open wide. Oh, good baby.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, it's hard. Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay, work that around a little bit. There you go. Just take the chocolate right off and then work the essence of the core. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. All right. All right.
So dramatic.
The body's starting to identify, looks like. Okay. He's got it there. Okay. All right. Not sure if he was able to get that.
It was hard. It was chewy when you got to the middle.
You can do it.
What did it taste like?
I think it might be an olive. Please say it's
chocolate
an olive.
Covered
Please
olive?
Lie to me.
Was it an olive?
It was not.
Oh, man. Okay.
It was a cocktail onion.
I'm just waiting for somebody in the room to go, come on, the guy's had enough.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I think you've had enough for right now. We'll see. Maybe we'll pick it up a little later.
No, because someone's going to say I lose my edge on Twitter. And
I'm ready to do like six more rounds.
Yeah.
Let me get it, coach. I can get this. I can get it. I don't want to complain. I'm complaining too much. I got to focus.
Okay, this will be the last one. All right, well, I was gonna let the last one be the last one. Let you off the hook.
No, don't let me off the hook. Even though this is a terrible game, and I feel like it's kind of stacked against me. Don't let me off the hook.
It's stacked against you. We all went through it.
It just seems off.
Seems off to
you have too big of a smuggy grin on your face. You're liking it too much.
Well, right. It's a fun game.
Quit your complaining and open wide.
Do you have to talk right into my nose?
Okay, chocolate-covered treat going in Jaybird's mouth.
Oh, God.
Fondant. What do we have here?
I don't know.
Okay.
Ugh.
He's not even enjoying the chocolate. See, I enjoyed the chocolate. Okay.
It's like a squid. Squid?
Is it squid?
Is that smoke?
Not.
It's not again. What was that one?
Spam.
Oh, gosh.
That was a covered spam. Jaybird, which one was the worst one of all you got?
My gosh,
he's looking at the things he spit out.
The eyeball was awful.
The egg.
That was an egg. Pickled egg.
Don't let me off the hook, though.
We're done for now.
No, for now.
At least for now. Yeah. I mean, my gosh, we've been here a long time. Yes.
Thank goodness I went big time with the groceries.
Yeah. We'll pick it up a little bit later.
All these Johnny come latelys on Twitter. Oh, you lost your edge. You know nothing. I thought you knew about chocolate, you bitch.
That's just what I write.
There you go. Another fun little game you play with the kids.
It was awesome.
Fondant.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Now, I would like to think that I'm a pretty mellow dude. I handle conflict and issues, I'd like to believe, very, very well. I'm very calm about them.
You remove all emotion. You don't get all hot-headed like me.
Yeah.
You just kind of look at the facts, and you kind of try to deal with stuff rational.
I do my best, but I have got a weakness in my life, and I come unglued. I am unrecognizable, and I am ashamed of myself and my behavior and how I respond. It is against everything I believe in the nature of who I am. It's a glowing weakness I have, and it is problems with technology.
It brings out the worst in myself. I get it, man.
I embarrass myself. I lose my mind. I do things. I caught myself the other day biting my phone.
Yeah.
Biting it?
I was so angry. I'm like, what am I doing? Are you biting your phone? If you would step back and look at a video of me when I have technology issues, I am the opposite of who I want to be and who I always try to be. Calm, cool, collective, and okay, let's compartmentalize your frustrations and your anger right now. Technology turns me into a different individual.
So the worst that it ever happened to me, I was trying to text somebody and it wasn't going on. My phone was just not acting normal, mm-hmm. and I had to get this text off. I'm like, what's going on? I tried to send it one more time and I got so mad, and I was driving, but I was at a red light. I punched my steering wheel, and when I punched my steering wheel, my horn got caught. So now it's just...
So you're bringing attention to yourself on top of it. Look at me.
My phone and my horn was broke.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's terrible. And for some reason, you think that you're inflicting some kind of pain on this technology, which doesn't feel a thing. The only pain you're inflicting is on yourself because you're such a slave to it that you know you're going to replace it. So when you go and you break it, you're creating all that time and the added expense of having to replace it. So really, you're a double moron.
And in the moment, it feels good.
It does. Like,
yeah, and then about 40 seconds later, you go, dude, you're a grown-ass adult. You're punching your steering wheel. Get it together, man.
Embarrassing things. I'm completely. That is the worst of me. The worst of Kev happens because of his technology.
I get it.
How long does it take before you start to snap? Now, if you want to find out if you're average or not, and I might be below average, because they say the average person can deal with a tech problem for 12 minutes before they snap. 12 minutes.
It depends on the problem, too.
It does, and it depends upon, like, the other added pressures that go with it. A lot of times, it can be enhanced when you have a deadline. Or you have somebody on the other end that is pressing upon you and you're trying to get something in super fast and you're like, oh, and then that adds to it. Like, let's say you have a text fight and then the technology issue happens.
And you have stuff to say.
Oh, you always do.
You're already amped up and there's even, let's have a text fight with a deadline that's on the end of it where you got to be a certain place that you don't want to be and you're fighting with somebody about it and then your technology goes south. So that, to me, I think is going to speed up this 12 minutes. But that is the average for people before they lose their minds. And it says 15% of us have gotten so angry with a gadget we destroyed it.
Yeah, I have. I'm not proud of it. It happens. I've gotten better.
Yeah?
I'm better than I used to be. That's something, right? Right, baby?
I'm better.
I'm better. I'm not great.
Yeah. If we were like graphing this out, I'm 3% better.
Three.
I'm 2% better.
Is this more of a guy thing? Because I mean, yes, of course, I get mad at my phone when it's not working right, but I would never like throw it against a wall or smash it or step on it.
Yeah, okay. You're so enlightened. This is the woman who threw scissors at me the other day because I turned off her microphone.
I think it was justified.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Here, catch these with your eye.
It might be. I don't know. I mean, is it more a dude thing? You know, I oftentimes see. After a sporting event, there are those videos of the idiot guys that punch their TV, their flat screen, and smash it and break it and punch a hole in the wall and that kind of stuff. I've never seen a video of a girl doing that.
It's when, like you said, it's when there's a deadline and when something normally works with a normal function and all of a sudden it's not doing that. That's when you get the perfect storm of awful. Mm-hmm. You hit a button, it's supposed to do something, and it's not doing that all of a sudden.
Yeah. I'm sure there are chicks that smash stuff.
Of course.
Of course. But I think by and large, it's probably more of a dude thing. I just think about how much money the electronics cost.
I'm not that cool in my head. And I try to stop myself. There's a part of me that I'm 70% angry. No, I'm 85% angry. But yet there's 15% of me. It's like, Kev, stop, stop, stop. You are going to, in 10 minutes, you're going to regret this. You're going to be like, what am I doing? And then if my wife sees it, she'll be like, she'll add on to it. And then she'll see, like, I've smashed something. And she'll be like, oh, that was real great. So you know how much it's going to cost? She's like, you're not getting a new phone. Like, we have this and that and these bills. She's like, so you just live with it. You and your anger problems. And then that makes you even more angry, you know? So it's like. So,
and you want to smash more stuff.
Right, but you can't.
Chicks in the chat room are sounding off saying they've done it.
So, really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's just a dude thing.
Okay, so women, I think I'd like to find out of the 15% that have gotten so angry, how many of that 15% is men compared to women.
Would you count, and I think this would count, if you get mad at a video game and take the controller and chuck it off the wall? It's technology. I've seen that a lot.
I stopped playing video games because they would make me an irrational angry ball, and I'm like, I can't do it. I realize I am not the best Kev when I play video games.
When we got fired from Miami, me and Denny's would play this basketball game, and he beat me, I'm not kidding you, 14 days in a row, and by that 14th loss, I was getting so mad. I was throwing things, and he let, I know for a fact, he let me win on purpose because he knew I couldn't take any more losing. He let me win because I just couldn't bear another loss in my life.
They say the most annoying tech problems are slow internet, slow computer, and pop-up ads. That's the three things that get you frustrated. To me, it's just typically when things aren't working.
Right.
Like it's just...
Our phone screener, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's technology in a sense.
It is. I try to be cool. I'm better on that. But then again, I have a microphone on my face and I realize
the public's watching.
Right.
You.
That's what I need. You know what? When I start getting angry at my technology, I just need to go live on Facebook.
Because there is a different...
But you can't because your internet's not working.
Work. I got a lot of...
There's definitely a different Kev during commercial than on the air. It goes wrong.
Yeah, no doubt. There you go. Yeah, I got people are giving me some tips. Kevin, you're an explode or not an imploder. You have to learn to say, nobody can bother me. Nothing can bother me.
Yeah, that's great when yeah. you're in a fit of rage. And no one can bother me.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. Like I said, I'm trying to grow that 15% of rational Kev that's still in there. It's like the Hulk. I am green. I've ripped my shirt off and I'm about ready to smash my phone.
I don't know if I'll ever be there. No one can bother me. That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
That's real strong.
Samantha in the chat room said, I kicked my windshield out. Not the greatest idea because you are angry.
Wow. Oh my. Kicked my windshield out. That's impressive.
What happened?
Oh, my gosh. Somebody said, I sell audio video. A customer cracked a $20,000 TV by throwing their remote through it.
Oh.
$20,000 TV.
I mean, you really can't control your emotions at that point.
$20,000?
Yeah, there's just something. There's that impulsive anger, and you just don't. In that moment, you don't think about it, and it's a massive personality flaw I have. I think a lot of people are rooted with it too, though.
So something like that, is that something where you need anger management for? Because I do believe everybody has that to a certain extent. That
probably, I realize I had that potential. And so I probably really shouldn't even. I was talking yesterday about how number one technology for me is smartphone. I really probably shouldn't have this. I really shouldn't. It brings out the absolute worst hidden part of my nature. And that is the anger when it gets unleashed.
On 97.9 WRMF.
This, I guess, is big news in the world of Frosty Pops. I did not even realize, but when I was a kid and you got the popsicles, wasn't it always kind of fun and a challenge as well to take those popsicle double pops and kind of split them perfectly? Didn't you feel like you were going to have a good day if you were able to take those popsicles and get them to break apart? Just, you know, me, I love symmetry. And when they would break perfectly, I was like, ah. But every now and then, you break off half of one of the popsicles and it'd be uneven and it threw everything off. I just couldn't eat with balance.
Those were hearty popsicles. I don't know if they make them like they, I don't think they make them like that today. They're a lot smaller. That was a big old popsicle, the ones you're talking about.
Yeah, it really was. If you put them together, and like sometimes you would be ambitious and you would keep the double pops together, and you would basically, it was two popsicles in one, two different sticks are coming out, and you would be like, oh my gosh, I'm like really ambitious today. I'm going to tackle the world and this double pop at one time.
But haven't you earned it?
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. And a lot of
Fat Kev put in the work. He deserved the double pop.
Oh, yeah, I put in the work of opening the wrapper. You know, I do remember from the popsicle wrappers, another thing was frustrating when it kind of melted a little bit and froze itself back to the wrapper.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get, to me, a great double pop was you would take the wrapper off, it would come off cleanly, and then it would snap apart perfectly. I'm like, today's going to be a good day. That's how Fat Kev set the tone for a good day. And it was all set by a double pop.
Fat Kevin, I usually would get the flavors of purple, orange, and then red. Out of those three, what was the weakest flavor? Purple,
weakest
orange, and red.
flavor, probably the red. I like the orange.
You're absolutely right. Red's the weakest flavor.
Yeah.
In fact, Kevin, we are so in tune.
I know. Yeah. Once upon a time.
I know. Yeah. We could have really made a difference in this world.
Yes, we could have.
Don't sell yourself short, Pumpkin. You are.
I know. I would have loved to have had a partner.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently the Double Pops aren't even on the market anymore, and Justin Bieber took notice. Thank God he's out there fighting for all of us. Back in May, he had tweeted out, "We just realized we can't find double stick popsicles. This is crazy. Popsicles, we need those back." Well, yesterday, Popsicle finally jumped to it, and they said, "Hey, Justin Bieber," only took him about 4 months to get back to him. "You ask where are the Double Pops? Well, you better believe we made a special batch just for you."
Oh, they're totally. That's
so they're coming in hot. Well, cold, actually.
I love it.
Here's the social media game you got to play with. Popsicle said they would go ahead and make them available again for everybody if they can get 100,000 retweets by Tuesday. And last time I looked at it, 44,000 is what they were up to.
Did you like those pops where you had to cut the top of them and then you ate them and they were so sugary, but it felt like they had fiberglass?
Yeah, they called them either flavor ice or otter pops.
Otter pops.
Because they had all the family of otters and each otter had a different little name.
Yeah,
on a taste level, but what is it, that fiberglass material? When you drink or eat those things, it does feel like you're eating fiberglass. What is that?
I think it was kind of the way the ice was. The ice was kind of a weird, jagged.
Yeah, but it was also like it felt chemical.
It was chemical.
It was a combination of the two.
There's something in that syrup. And they have it in other things besides Otter Pops, too, because I've tasted it before in other frozen treats.
But it was so good. You power through the pain. The taste was that good.
Yeah. It was kind of like, you know, if you looked at the ingredients, it'd be like ice, flavored juice, fiberglass.
Yeah, definitely.
Back in the day, we didn't care. It wasn't a big deal.
No. I mean, we didn't know nothing about GMOs.
Were you a fan of the Push Pops?
Yes.
Those were good, like yogurty kind of. They were the thicker. Mm.
The Push Pops, now, the ones that we liked were the Dreamsicle, the orange.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I do love that.
The orange Dreamsicle Push Pop was my cut.
We had the Orange Julius over in Lake Park, the Twin City Mall, and that they had a drink like that that everybody loved.
That was fancy. If my mom splurged for us to all, the three of us, me, my mom, and my sister, share one Orange Julius, that was a big deal.
We were on a budget. We absolutely had to share Orange Julius.
What was the best thing if an ice cream truck came around your town? What was the best thing that you could get if you would go to it? I actually saw somebody had posted up on social media kind of a menu that they had taken the photo from the side of an ice cream truck, and they said, okay, you get just one. What would you go with?
Okay, question. Now, will you accept the type of ice cream truck that also had the slushy they could take and manually put in a cup? Will you accept that, or is that polar cup? I want to play by the rules.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of looking at this list. Okay, this is kind of what you have, and a lot of it's from the Good Humor, if you went with the Good Humor Man. Here are some of the options that you have. You got the creamsicle or the fudgesicle.
Classic.
You have got, what did you call the ice cream cone with the sprinkles on top and had the nuts on top of it?
They
call it the king cone here. Is that the drumstick?
Drumstick is good.
Yeah, I mean,
they have a drumstick now where they have like a caramel center. Have you tried this?
1991 call. They want your.
Okay, so I'm going to give you five options here. You got a creamsicle fudgesicle. You got the drumstick. You have got the, I think we called it scooter crunch.
Yeah, don't forget, too, about the big old chocolate chip ice cream sandwich.
Yes, I'll give you that.
Or the original ice cream sandwich with that black cookie that would always stick to your fingers.
I just bought two boxes of them. They didn't survive the afternoon. They are so good.
They are great.
You ate a whole two boxes?
I ate two boxes. Publix does the best regular ice cream, the generic kind.
Sometimes the generic ice cream sandwich is better than the Good Humor. I know. It's crazy.
And they were so easy to take two boxes down.
So of those five options, what do you choose?
I got to go with the chip ice cream sandwich. I love that. I still get that thing. I think that's bountiful, baby.
It is good. There's a lot there. It's a lot of volume.
I like the cakey original brown I don't like the ones that they make out of chocolate chip cookies, where they take the chocolate chip cookies and put ice cream in the middle. I don't like that
one. You like
one.
The ice cream sandwich.
I like the ice cream sandwich, the OG, the one where it would start to melt and all the black would get stuck to your fingers from that cookie.
With this all said about the whole drumstick, not all drumsticks are created equal. They got some ones that they really flower up these days. So is that part of the, when you say drumstick, can you do one fully loaded?
You can get the drumstick, yeah. I mean, I'll let you kind of mess around with the drumstick that you want.
Can I change my answer?
You want to go drumstick instead of the cookie ice cream sandwich?
I love how the drumstick cone gets chewy. Oh, I love it.
Okay.
It's got a little chocolate at the end.
All right, if you want to play along, I will post this list up on the KBJ Show Facebook page. You can see all the options that are up there. You get to choose one.
Now I'm hungry.
I can be back from the gas station with snacks and honestly by the next commercial break. I got it. I'm going right now.
He's going. He's leaving. Wait, I thought you had to take care of Chewy.
I'll do it all.
Okay. Just to let you know, too, I believe coming up on Sunday, it's National Ice Cream Day.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, we have to celebrate.
Should I go? I don't know the tone of the room right now. Should I?
Ask Kevin. He's the boss. He's looking at you like you're crazy.
Why are you here for the podcast?
I just feel like you guys, I'm going to get all this ice cream, and then you guys really aren't going to eat it with me.
I'm not going to partake.
All right.
Fat Kev isn't here. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're going to be stuck eating like four drumsticks. Not that I don't think you can do it.
Okay. You don't think I can do it?
I think you can do it.
Yeah.
On 97.9 WRMF.
Everybody's got their own kind of favorite ice cream sandwich, too. Somebody said right now the Publix is the best, and other people arguing that the chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich from Trader Joe's is where it's at. Mm. So, yeah.
Mm. Okay. Just shut up, bird. Just shut up. Let it go.
He wants to argue.
Everybody got their own opinion on it. The fight you can take up right now, it is going on the KVJ Show Facebook page, Sunday National Ice Cream Day. Pick out your favorite. If the ice cream truck rolled up right next to your house, you only get to choose one. Which one would you go with? A lot of great selections that are on there.
That was fun, Kevin.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's on the list that it just never got me. I know it was like intended for kids, but they had that the green frog with the eyes. It was like an ice. It never been.
I'm with you on that, man.
Did y'all have, it was like a cup of ice cream, and it was a little mini cup, and you took the little paper top off, but it was bubblegum flavored ice cream, and it had a piece of bubblegum, round pink bubblegum in the middle.
I thought it was completely gross.
Hated it. One of the worst snacks ever to be made.
Terrible. Yeah.
I mean, other than the circus peanut, that might be the worst.
For me, I was like, oh yeah, it's great. I'm getting ice cream and candy. I thought I was getting a 2-for-1 deal.
Oh, but the worst than bubblegum ice cream is bubblegum soda, and it came in 3 liters, and it was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, what do you guys think about the Dilly Bar? I believe that is kind of a fat, almost kind of like a Dove Bar, more pure, just the white ice cream, vanilla.
I loved it.
I thought it was great, too.
Yeah. I mean, Haagen-Dazs, that was when, if my mom got Haagen-Dazs, we got paid. Someone got a bonus in the family, and the kids were not allowed to eat the Haagen-Dazs, only the adults.
I didn't even know about Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal.
I had an events palate when I was young and chubby, and I knew right away. I'm like, oh, that's higher quality ice cream.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't get tricked by the cartoon characters and all that nonsense. I'm like, that's low-grade crap.
I knew as a kid, too. I'm like, this is the big dog.
I had an advanced snack palate at a very young age. I knew what was good and what wasn't.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Oh, man, the groans.
There's no way I don't lose the most on this show.
You definitely do.
You lose a lot.
Every competition, I have the most lost percentage.
Because you run your mouth.
I do.
And you throw it out in the universe, and the universe is like, uh-huh.
What's your excuse? You don't run your mouth?
Oh, that's true.
You run your
mouth so bad. No, I specifically do not run my mouth right before the contest. I don't wish ill on anybody. I don't throw that karmic energy out there.
Oh, you're so good.
I like having suits in the mix, but that's the most I will say.
I have a theory.
I was pulling for suits to lose.
I have a theory. Virginia really is a witch with superpowers, and I'm not sure she doesn't have a voodoo doll. Yeah.
That's so funny.
What am I doing now?
I told my voodoo doll, make his penis small, and it worked.
Very hurtful.
Oh, right before this bit, too.
Very hurtful.
All right, do you want the safety goggles?
No.
Do you want the blindfold?
I don't want the blindfold.
Come on, at least wear the glasses.
I'm not going to do it.
At least wear the glasses.
All these Johnny come latelys on Twitter. Oh, Bird's old. You can't do stunts anymore.
I got stuff today that I do not want you to get in your eye.
Yeah, just remember the curry powder. Remember how awful that was?
Don't have your eyes open, okay?
I won't open my eyes.
All right, is Suits gonna video?
Suits is videoing
it. You gotta close your eyes now.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm pouring the stuff in. I don't want you to see it.
All right.
So I'm trying to guess the flavor or whatever this is.
Yeah. So I'm loading up the leaf blower.
I'm still not ready to be nauseous today, Dave.
With an item.
You're just feeling better.
Guess what the item is as it hits you in the face, full blast style. Are you ready?
I am, Suits. Please do not miss this because it sucks when we don't get this on video.
We did it for nothing.
Yes.
All right. A little leaf blower action blowing right into Bird's face. He has to identify the item in it.
Eyes closed. All right. Mouth open. All right. In three, two, one, bring in the pain!
That all went in your mouth. You like breathed it in.
Ooh. Is that cinnamon sugar?
It is cinnamon sugar!
Oh, it smells so good.
Yeah. Virginia, it's painful but delicious.
That looked like pellets of salt or something being
like
shot.
It looked like somebody was blowing cocaine on it.
We wouldn't waste good cocaine.
That one looked awesome.
All right, what else you got? How many do we have of these?
I've got 7 rounds.
No.
We're going to make 3 breaks out of this.
All right, we got 3 rounds.
Well, that makes me want Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, me too. I smell it over here. I think some got on me.
Makes me want Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Visine.
All right.
Hey, are people doing this at parties? Because if they're not, they need to.
If anybody does this, please send us video.
At KBJ Show is what you tag it.
Be careful, though. Right, don't do it to children.
Wear glasses.
Yes. All right, close your eyes.
I'm not closing them.
Jay Bird, I don't want you to see what I'm loading in it. Close your eyes.
Okay, I'm not looking.
All right, close your eyes.
All right, ready?
In 3, 2, 1, bring in the pain!
You missed me. You have to do it again.
Okay. What was that? That was like a whole heap of like
you missed me.
Pellets.
All right, we're playing Leaf. What's the name of this?
It's got to change.
Torture
Bird with Leaf Blower.
It's called Kevin is not here today, so we just act a fool.
Kevin's got to be up listening, though. He's probably changing the channel right now.
He's probably driving here to stop this.
I must end this.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to listen to Moe and Sally. It's this crap is weak. What a bunch of hacks. They do this every time I'm out.
It never gets old. All right, you ready?
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1, bring in the pain!
Oh, nice. Nice.
What is that? That's a weak item that does not travel well.
Bacon bits.
Doesn't travel well.
I think it's made with real bacon, too. Did you know bacon bits themselves are actually accidentally vegan? They're not real.
I did know that.
Yeah.
If
you go with the original, that's real bacon. I've already looked at that package.
Oh, okay.
But if you get like those Bacos.
Bacos, bacon bits are actually, there's no actual bacon in them.
They give you horrific breath, too.
And heartburn.
Yes.
All right, you want one more?
Yeah, man.
All right, close your eyes. All right, I'm going to load up this thing with one more. This will be our final round today.
Leaf blower, Jaybird torture.
See if you can guess what this item is.
I will.
Keep your mouth open and your eyes closed, please.
All right.
In 3, 2, 1, bring in the pain! I told you to keep your eyes closed!
What the heck was...
Was that glass?
Oh my gosh!
It's sprinkles.
Oh, that's so painful.
Look at your mouth, oh my gosh.
So, let me see your teeth. Open them wide.
Wow,
indeed.
Yeah. All right, Suits, get the camera out of my face.
Bits over, Suits. That was awesome. Leaf blower, Jaybird punishment, sudden death.
Got sprinkle snot on it.
So the minute that hit his mouth turned blue immediately.
Out of all of them, that's the most painful one.
Because they're little tiny, like little
glass
shards. Yeah.
Good job, man. Look at that.
Thanks.
You did great today.
You know, I am a little disappointed. The bacon does not travel well.
It's too heavy.
We learned a lot. Yeah, you gotta keep a powder in there.
I was gonna bring pinto beans. Those are really too heavy.
Yeah, you learn something every day.
We do.
On 97.9 WRMF.